John, one technology on television that truly impact characters and plots.
Hello? Jim, help, what?
What? You can't say?
No, Jim, I'm sorry. You're breaking up pretty badly on this end of things. I'm sorry.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I still can't hear you, Jim.
All right. Try another part of the studio. Maybe that... All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, listen, Jim, I'm sorry. I'm losing you on this end. I'm not sure what's happening.
All right. Garrick, in that case, why don't you play our next clip while I attempt to get a better signal from Mr. Rennie, okay? John, can you hear me?
Well, what do you want to do? You want to call AAA?
Wonderful idea.
What's the problem?
I can't seem to get through.
You want to try mine?
You have a phone?
Is yours a phone, Texer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what I got. I figured I'd get the best. But I'll tell you the truth. I tried this yesterday afternoon, and so far, I haven't been able to get to work. You know what it might be? It might be the mountains. Maybe here you can't get a clear signal. Oh, which is odd, because you said when you left your house, after you heard the shots, you called 911 from your car, but how could you call from here? You can't get a signal through. No matter where you call from on this whole road, you can't get through.
John, how does the existence of cell phones impact television fiction, and how might this technology actually enhance stories and drama?
I think that actually the rise of the cell phone has in its own quiet way been one of the most influential forces on TV and movie plots to come along in a long time. Because you think about how many different sorts of thrillers and other sorts of stories have been involved with the situation of your characters, for whatever reason, cannot call for help. They can't call the police, and so they have to be continuing to run down the roads or do whatever else that they can to escape from the killers. These days, in almost any situation, you know, really the writers of thrillers are faced with having to try to figure out a reason to explain why it is that the cell phones are not working, which is why you so often find on TV and in movies so many cases of people's cell phones are constantly running out of juice at the worst possible moment, or they keep running into the same territory where Columbo and William Shatner just were, where of course they can't get a signal in that one particular area. Some of the worst cell phone service in the universe is to be found on TV and movies.
That's true. And in real life. Well, John, we're going to have to take a little break, but we'll be back in a moment with John Rennie, who is traveling with us on the TV Time Machine. Next, we're going to get a little hot under the collar as we enter our final segment. Please join John Rennie and yours truly as we go in search of just the facts, converse with a 2,000-year-old man, and journey where no editor-in-chief has gone before. We'll also pick the brains of Mr. Spock and Professor Zeitgeist as we explore our final musical frontier. This is Jim Benson. The TV Time Machine will return in a moment, right after these brief messages.